Welcome to day 135, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and to all the mothers out there in our WhatsApp group, including my own, happy Mother's Day. I hope you have a beautiful day. We're continuing on the topic of that which is allowed and that which is not allowed on Erev Shviz, meaning during the sixth year leading up to Shemitah itself. Says Mishnah Hey, Sachin Esapagim, we're allowed to put oil on the outside of unripened figs, Umenakvin Osan, and you can even poke holes in the figs in order for the oil to seep in, Ad Rosh Hashanah, meaning for the entirety of the sixth year up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Now, this was done in order to hasten the ripening process. The assumption is that if we can catalyze that process, then those figs would actually ripen during the sixth year. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, then it's like any other form of melacha, any other form of work that we're allowed to do during the sixth year, so long as it services the fruits of the sixth year. And because these figs, once that process is catalyzed, once the oil is added to the outside of the figs, they will ripen during the sixth year. Therefore, it's like any other sort of melacha. You're allowed to do it for the entirety of the sixth year because it's just enhancing the fruit of the sixth year, and it's not doing anything for the seventh year. Continues the Tanakhama, Pagei Erev Shviyas, Shenichnasu L'Shviyas. If you have these figs that have unripened, and they'll continue on into the seventh year, meaning to say that no matter what you do to them, whether you add the oil or not, they will only ever ripen during the seventh year, or Vishal Shviyas Sheyatzel Lemotzei Shviyas, or if you have figs that grew during the seventh year, that will now ripen during the eighth year after Shviyas, in either of those cases, Lo Sachin V'lo Menakvin Osan. You can't add oil to them, and you can't poke the holes, meaning to say that if they're the figs during the sixth year that will only ever ripen during the seventh year, then you are not allowed to treat them during the sixth year, because then you're clearly doing work for the sixth year for Shviz, for Shemitah, and that is not allowed. We've discussed that many times. That's the one golden rule that we'd be breaking. You're not allowed to work during the sixth year for the seventh year. And if it's during Shviz, if they grew during Shviz and they're going to develop and ripen on Motzei Shviyas, meaning during the eighth year, you're not allowed to treat them either, because then those fruits, since they grew during the seventh year, they already have the status of Kedushas Shviyas. They already have the holiness of Shviyas, and therefore you're not allowed to treat them, you're not allowed to do anything to them, even in the eighth year. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on one of these cases, but instead of just going right into it, I just want to give the background. Everyone agrees with what the Tanakhama says. We're going to assume right now, there are different explanations, but we're going to assume everyone agrees with what the Tanakhama said in the first case, that if by applying this oil and poking the holes, whatever it is, that will hasten the process such that the figs will certainly ripen during the sixth year. Everyone agrees you're allowed to do that, because as we said, as long as you're doing work for the sixth year during the sixth year, it's totally allowed. Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on the next case. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that when it comes to the figs that grow during the sixth year, but then will only ever ripen during the seventh year, even if you add the oil, the Tanakhama said that would not be okay. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, maybe not. It really depends on the situation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makom Shenagu Lasoch. If it's a place that normally does this practice, where they generally put oil outside of unripened figs, then Einan Sachin. Mipnei Shehi Avoda, then you are not allowed to add the oil, just like the Tanakhama said. He agrees with the Tanakhama in that case. Mipnei Shehi Avoda, because that's considered work. Meaning to say, exactly as the Tanakhama assumed, you would not be allowed to do any work during the sixth year for the seventh year. So if it's a place that they normally do this, it's a part of the process of working the field, then you'd clearly be working during the sixth year for the seventh year, because it's categorized as work and you're not allowed to do that. But makom shenagu shelo lasoch, but in places in which they don't normally do this, sachin, you're actually allowed to do it during the sixth year, because even though they're only going to ripen during the seventh year, this is not really considered work at all. They never do this as part of the process. And therefore, the only things that were not allowed to do during the sixth year for the benefit of the seventh year was any work in the field, any work that would benefit the fruits of the seventh year. But this isn't really considered work, because no one usually does this. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're allowed to do this. As an aside, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you're also not allowed to treat the eighth year figs when they're going to ripen in the eighth year if they came from the seventh year, because then, as we said, they have Kedusha Shviyas, they have that special status. Now, Rabbi Shimon Matir Be'ilan. It's not exactly clear, by the way, what Rabbi Shimon is saying. There are two different ways of looking at it, but we're going to give the simplest explanation. Rabbi Shimon Matir Be'ilan. Rabbi Shimon is almost giving an aside here, that even though he agrees that you would not be allowed to touch the figs during the eighth year, again, this is one explanation, that you would not be allowed, again, let's give the case. They grew during the seventh year, and now they're going to ripen it during the eighth year. We said you're not allowed to put oil on them during the eighth year because they already have the status of Shemitah. So Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that, but Rabbi Shimon would agree with that, but he would say, Rabbi Shimon Matir Be'ilan, you're allowed to work the tree itself, because as soon as the seventh year is over, we're actually allowed to work trees during the eighth year. You're not allowed to to work the fruits of the trees, because those have Kedusha Shvi's, but you're allowed to work the trees themselves. So even though you're not allowed to, let's say, do anything to the fruits, anything to the tree itself, you'd be allowed to do it, because then it is no longer considered Shemitah. We're going to see later on that we generally don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but it's a fascinating Shita. That is Mishnah Hay. Says Mishnah Vav, Ein notin, you're not allowed to plant. Ein mavrichin, you're not allowed to. We said this. We learned about this in Kilayim. Take a vine of a vineyard. Take a vine and put it back into the ground, and then bring it out some distance later. That's called havracha. You're not allowed to do that. Ein markivin, you're also not allowed to graft branches of trees onto one another. Either any of those three things, planting, being mavrich, or being markiv, grafting, you're not allowed to do those things on erev shvi's. Pachos mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if there are fewer than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now, I know I've been saying this a lot tonight. There are a few ways to understand this as well. The easiest way is what we just said, that as long as they're 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then you're allowed to do any of these actions. But the Gemara suggests, perhaps, the Gemara suggests that really this means in addition to the extra 30 days that you'd always have to add on because of Tosefes Shvi'is. So it's really 30 days plus the 30 days that our Mishnah is talking about, so it'd be 60 days in total. But as the Kati points out, Rabbeinu Tam rejects that's what the Gemara is talking about and says that we should really interpret the Mishnah as simply as it sounds. So we're going to do that. So again, you're not allowed to do either any of those three actions, planting or being mavrich, the vine, or being markiv, or grafting them on Erev Shvi'is during the sixth year, pachos mishloshim melam Erev Shana, if there aren't 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, meaning you need at least 30 days. V'imnata o hivrich, or hirkiv, if you did any of those things, yakor, you have to uproot it, because the assumption is that it takes at least 30 days, or it could take 30 days for it really to take hold in the ground, and therefore, if you did it within 30 days, it very likely will take root during Shemitah itself, and therefore you'd have to uproot it before it does that. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol harkava she'enu koletes l'shosha yamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, any harkava, and he really means all three of those actions, any time where it hasn't really taken hold within after 3 days, shuv enu koletes, it's not going to take hold anymore after that. Meaning to say that all you need is to plant it or to graft it, whatever it is, for more than 3 days before Shemitah, because then you'll give it a full 3 days for it to take hold, and if it doesn't take hold by then, it's not going to take hold later, so it's not going to be an issue of taking hold during Shavuos. And finally, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, l'shtei shabbosos. They say, no, it takes about 2 weeks for something to take hold. So it's not 30 days, and it's not 3 days, but it takes about 14 days for something to take hold, and therefore you have to wait 2 weeks before Shemitah in order for it to take hold and ensure that it takes hold during the sixth year and it won't take hold during the seventh year, and that's actually how we paskin. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.